of other of his sayings. And he said things at the very end of the darkness, but he said nothing during the darkness. So in my thinking about that, perhaps that darkness was the actual period of time in which he suffered infinitely the wrath of God poured out in the darkness. We tend to associate God with light. But if you want to talk about judgment and you ask about hell, for example, hell is not light. Hell is darkness. And it is the darkness of divine wrath. It is God who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And it is the darkness of hell that pictures the wrath of God. It may well be that on the cross, Jesus experienced an infinite hell in the darkness, that it is the darkness of divine wrath felt infinitely, and that perhaps it is when the darkness ends that Jesus then says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Maybe it is at that moment, having felt the fury of God's wrath for those 3 hours, maybe then God moved away, and Jesus is now feeling the total absence of God. I mean, who knows precisely, but it seems to me that he endured an infinite hell for all for whom he died, and that that infinite hell manifests the full presence of God in his wrath, so that it was after that that God is not there for maybe a moment. And what does that mean? Well, he was there in the fullness of his presence in judgment. Up to that point, he'd always been there in the fullness of his presence in fellowship. But for a moment, he was not there, either in judgment or in fellowship. What that means, I think it's a real separation, which our Lord experienced, but it's not the dissolution of the Trinity.
Would you say it's a separation between God the Father and Christ in his humanity, but not really a breach in the ontological Trinity?
No, there can be no breach in the Trinity. The Trinity is eternal life. It's essentially eternal life. It's eternal nature that can never be breached. It's
a mystery.
It is a mystery, but it is, as you put it, it is a breach between God and the man Jesus, and Jesus in his incarnate humanity. There's no way to understand it other than to